This week's parasha is Be'er. I was thinking before. Parasha is Be'er, is the parasha of Be'er, is the time of his Gilesi. And the pasuk says Be'er la Ovis, Be'er la Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Kel Shakai, Be'er la Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Kel Shakai Shmi Avayin Nidati Vehem. And Rashi says Be'er la Ovis. So what's the meaning of the obvious? Where did the obvious so much come in over here? Ve'el Avram Yitzchak Liakov Kel Shakai. What's the Kel Shakai? And the Shmei Avayla and the Dati Vem. So Ken Zayin the Pshat is that the obvious HaKadosh Shema on a Maila where they saw HaKadosh Baruch everywhere. There was no Shinui in Matzor. There was no Shinui in Mokam Uzman. There's no some Musib by them that you're going into a Mokam and you don't see the Rav Shlom. That was the dark of the obvious HaKadosh Shema. In other words, there's no Hester. It says, "Kishenifta Yaakovinu, then nistemu enim." Or while Yaakovinu was alive, there's no such thing as Hester. The Madriga of the Avos Hakadoshim was like Avraham Avinu found the Rabbeinu Shel Olam from the Bir Delekas. He looked into the Bir and he saw the Bir Delekas. Meaning, the Pshat is that there's not a Mokim where there's no Rabbeinu Shel, there's not a Matzav. By them, there's no such Musa. You can't go into Golus, but there's such Musa of going into Golus. What's the difference between Golus and Gula? But the Musa of Golus is a feeling. You feel that Rabbeinu Shel has left you, Chas V'Shalom. Ozav Hashem is the Oretz. And feeling of Golus is a feeling where you can go into a Mokim where there's a Hester, you don't see the Rabbeinu Shel over there. But Ovos HaKadoshim, there's no such a Musa Bechlal of going somewhere and not having the Rabbeinu Shel in the best possible way. It says that Avraham Avinu first thought the sun was the Rabbeinu Shalom, and then the sun set, so he saw, they thought the moon was. The Pasha Pshat is that what was his maskana that it wasn't the sun, because there's no sun anymore. And the Rabbeinu Shalom is constant. But deeper than that, is the vote is that he was looking for the Rabbeinu Shalom, and once you find him, you see him b'chol mokam. So if the sun sets, if there's a matzah where you don't see him, there's a laila, then it can't be the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's not just that. I mean, the sun was there, so it went down. So the sun was still there, so it went down. Why is that haichocha that Teretz says he saw a shinui? If there's a shinui, then that's not the Rabbeinu Shalom that he's looking for. The Rabbeinu Shalom he's looking for is the bechina of the Rabbeinu Shalom to be toifes the Rabbeinu Shalom in a hasaga, where the Rabbeinu Shalom is always there. The Rabbeinu Shalom is always there with him, and therefore there's no shinui. No mokum matzav can be poil the shinui. Poil the shinui klapa the madriga, klapa the madriga of Avram of the Avos HaKadoshim. So maybe that's why from Yaakovinu in Mitzrayim had his best years in Mitzrayim. Machi Yaakov es Mitzrayim Shvayas Rishonah. Shvayas Rishonah by Yaakovinu, those were Yaakovinu's best years in Mitzrayim. Why Dafke Mitzrayim did he have to have his best years? The Toiv Shonim were Dafke Mitzrayim. Why did the Rabbeinu Shel Olam fear avilt in the way that the Toiv Shonim should Dafke be Mitzrayim? The Teretz is to show this Nakuda, to show the Nakuda that Emes Degamam is somebody who's a Hasog and Rabbeinu Shel Olam, is a Hasog and Rabbeinu Shel Olam, where there's no Shinuim. If there's no Shinuim, then Adarabah, you can have your best years in a Mokim which is L'choira Piteva, the biggest Hester. And he can have his best years over there. It's Me'ein, what we see with Lagabi Rabbi Akiva, there was a Neshama of Yaakov Avinu, that Rabbi Akiva was being killed, he said, Kol Yom HaYisim Itztayev for this moment. It's the same Bechin as Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is saying, Be'etzim Yaakov Avinu was Bikash Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva B'Taka, his life, he wanted Leisha B'Shalva. In the end, where did he get his Shalva? He got his Shalva when he came down to Mitzrayim, that's where he got his Shalva. Same Musig as Yaakov Avinu's whole life, he was Mitztayev when the Shalva is going to come. And the Shalva came when he was living in Mitzrayim, those were his best years. Me'ein zeh, many days later, Rabbi Akiva was bikish. What does he say? Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Yom HaYisim Itztayev. This is what I've been waiting for all the time. That's the same Nakuda. I've been waiting for this. Why? Because he's shown that there's no Shinim Atzom. He doesn't see Bechlad a difference in the Likus between. There's no Hester for him. That's what it means to die al Kiddush Hashem. That's the vote of dying al Kiddush Hashem. You see the goyim with the shlita. No, the vort is the goyim think they're shlita, but when they see the yid, that the yid sees the Yad Hashem here as well, is if the goy in his siach oizek, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is still there doing it, and not the goy, is that's the biggest patch component to the goy. A person who's ruhig, a person who's calm, and a person not just who's calm, but keep a soul there by Nishlan there with him. So then, what am I doing to you, Bichlal? I'm trying to be mishana you, I'm trying to tear you away. If I can't tear you away, then I've got no shlita on you. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. That's the sod of Kiddush Hashem. L'chor, the Veld asks, when you see the Romans killing him, torturing him, it's the biggest chil Hashem. It's the biggest, but the terrorist is, it's the biggest laughing stock. Because Rabbi Kiva can say, Kol Yomisim Yisam, when you saw Rabbi Kiva, that you saw Rabbi Kiva looking at the Shechina Kedosh. So Rabbi Kiva looking at the Shechina Kedosh, so it means the Sura Bakiva, he understood it, and he knows why this has to happen, and everything is klar, and everything is ruig, everything is calm in that matzav. And they're trying so hard to be shoylet, and Rabbi Kiva is showing them that you're bechlan not shoylet. That's the Kiddush Hashem. Paris tries so hard to be miyavaya, Sheshma Bakoy, the Paris tries so hard to appoint himself of it. Yaakovina comes on to Mitzrayim, Yaakovina sees a lekus, Yaakovina sees wherever he is. There's no matzav, no shini matzav. And that was the same dark as Yosef and Mitzrayim, where we always say that Yosef asked Shem Ramotl, Madu Apneichem Roy Mayim. Yosef couldn't understand why somebody in prison and jail in Mitzrayim is Bechlal upset. This was the darga. This was the darga of the obvious. Darga of the obvious is that there's no shinui. There's no shinui. So pshatis, that's why also the obvious adoshim were mesakin the tefillas shachas milchamarav. Because the whole muscle of tefillah is krumzuras lemeodam. Is people the mazalzin in it. Why be mazalzin? It's not ruchnius. It's chayisha. It's not ruchnius. The obvious adoshim is no such chiluk b'chalal. There's no such chiluk b'chalal. There's this and there's the other. There's no such chiluk b'chalal. Everywhere is a shivya, and everywhere is the same matzah. So the main, they can be megala even in tefillah, even in chayi shah, they can be megala that this is a dvar mahayim the bruma shloim. Just like Yaakovin is megala in Mitzrayim, in the matzah of chayi shah, in the mitzarim of golus, in the matzah, he's megala the hechsi, he's megala the best part of his life. So too, the side of tefillah and the koyach of tefillah is that nekuda. That's the sod of a noichi eridimcha mitzrayim, a noichi elchal gamala. This was the first time somebody was going into some musag of golus. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, you're not going into golus. Kivin shemes Yaakov nistam oinim, but you are noichi, the same noichi, noichi eridimcha mitzrayim, a noichi elchal gamala. Noichi always corresponds to the greatest behirus. Comes from Anoich Hashem Lekecha. Anoich Hashem Lekecha is where Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to us. Dibe Hashem Panem Bepanem, Dibe Hashem Imachem. Anoich Yeridim Chom Mitzrayim, Anoich Yelcha Gamal. It's basically saying to Yaakov Avinu, there's no nafkamina. Adar, I'll show you, Adkadei Kach, there's no nafkamina, that the best years you'll dafka have, in Mitzrayim. So that was the darga, Madrigo of the Omos HaKadoshim, of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see this, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loma harayesa, loma zeh. Loma harayesa, loma zeh. Loma zeh shlachtoni. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling now. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mechiach, Moshe Rabbeinu, why is it loma harayesa? I can see you're not the obvious. The obvious don't know a musa, what do you mean loma harayesa? Everything they see the same clarity in Asogas, Arikus, wherever they are, they see over here as well. I can see then that you're not on the darker. To see that you're lacking on that nekuda, Avos HaKadosh wouldn't have seen anything wrong in it. Avos HaKadosh wouldn't have seen anything wrong in it. Other of that's the madrigo of the Avos, and that's Betzim Sod. We always say that's Betzim Sod of Shema Yisrael. That's why Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim. He said Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael is a statement that there's no nafkamina. Because Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, and Rashi says there, Hashem who's meanwhile, Hashem Elokeinu is meanwhile our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and in other words, not the goyim. B'imahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Mitzad klal Yisrael, there's no nafkimina. This, the passage of Shema Yisrael is a hatzara, is an announcement that mitzad klal Yisrael, there's no difference between olam hazeh and olam haba, between now and achris yom. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem be'etzem, you're now Hashem. The only nafkimina is the goyim now, master you. Ah, goyim, but yema hu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Even the goyim will be makia Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad klal Yisrael, there's no nafkimino. That's the musik of the pasuk Shema Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva was being killed. Yotzei neshmasei be'echad. In other words, yotzei neshmasei be'echad. Ba'omik means that he was megal of the bechina b'yema hu. He brought down a ha'ara of the b'yema hu, where even the goyim will see. Where even the goyim will see that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, he also said, He also said that Yaakovinu didn't kiss Yosef because Yaakovinu was Koyre Shema. Mela, the musig where after the Avos Hakadoshim were nifta, after the Avos Hakadoshim were nifta, that musig where we felt the Yidden folk, they were crying, they felt they didn't have koyach anymore, they felt that matzav when there's a hester from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that shows golus to be done. Golus doesn't mean that you never see the Yad Hashem. Golus means with shaykh for you now to see the Yad Hashem and tomorrow not. It's shaykh for you to see in this matzav Yad Hashem and another matzav not. That's called golus. That's called golus. A matzav of geula is a matzav of like the Avos Hakadoshim where there's no golus l'ketchila. If you can go into golus, if you can see a hester, so that shows that you went away. That shows that you went away from golus, from the matzav of Avos Hakadoshim. Paroi is the Zelum Azeh of Yaakov Avinu, on the Avos Hakadoshim. Because you see from this week's parasha that Paroi, even when he saw the Yad Hashem Begol, he still didn't see the Yad Hashem. Even when he saw the Yad Hashem Begol, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's thing, he still didn't see. That's the Zelum Azeh. The Avos Hakadoshim, even in the Mokum of Achi Hester that is possible, but there's no Mafkimin, they see Yad Hashem everywhere. Paroi is the Zelum Azeh. Even if you give him the greatest Gilui, there'll be a Hester by him. He'll still say no. It'll have a shtickle orus, but then it'll go away. Paro is the whole musik of ze lo mazeh. Paro is the melech of golus. Paro is the melech of its shayach to be in a matzav where you won't see the other shem anymore. So that's basically how the parasha begins. Madaba like Kim and Moshe, the Yemer Elab and Ani Hashem is main the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekin Hashem Echot. Just like in the Shema Yisrael, you have the Pasuk of Elikim, you have the Pasuk of Elikim, Elikinu, and you have the Pasuk of, and then you have the words of Ani Hashem. Elikim, we know, is a master. Elikim is Gematria HaTeva. Elikim is the master, it's the bechina of being master, and the Yomel of Ani Hashem is bringing down the Shem Avaya, which is basically what's going on in the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikim Hashem Echad. The Klal Yisrael is Avaya Elikinu. In other words, even in the times of Esther, we see the bechina of Avaya, and that's the Dibur of Shema Yisrael. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, how comes there was a Esther? How come you saying Yilam Ariyosa? How comes you see a matzah where you don't understand? How comes you see a matzah where you're not seeing the rain of hasog of it? So Moshe Rabbeinu was on that. Moshe Rabbeinu was that bechina where also in previous week's parasha, the Gabi the snare, is Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't look at the snare. Not looking at something, he turned his face away, meaning that you can't see everything but behirus. He saw a tzoras, he saw a matzav, he sees there's a matzav, he hasn't got the hearers in Havon on that matzav. That's already not a dag of the obvious. That's the sod. Ve'eril Avram Yisrael Yaakov, okay, ve'kev shaka shmi avai lein adati lehem. And now when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring down the Shem of the man, Teidu ki ani Hashem beker of arts, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing down being Megala Moedek HaKoyach HaVavai. The Avos HaKadoshim wasn't necessary. Avos HaKadoshim, even with the Shem Shakai, even if it's a Metzumtzum de Gazach, for them there's no Nafkimina. The Shem HaVai is a matzah Hoya Hoya Vavir, where everything you shine on the projector, so to speak, Kavi Yachol, and then you see everything clear. That's already something where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing something different over here. There was a matzav of Hester, and now Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing down Behiris into the matzav of Hester. Avos HaKadoshim never had that matzav of Hester to begin with. Their life was a life of seeing the Chai Olam and the Chai Shah. Their life was the life that Mamish, that Bechim, that life that Rebbe Kiva always saw. So made it, therefore, it's a Shmi Avayel and a Dati, that means that they were always living in that Dharma. I didn't have to, the Baruch Hu saying, I didn't have to bring down the Mount Teda, I didn't have to bring the Nisim Geluyim to be mamish megalit openly to see that nekuda, and that's what's happening now in Mitzrayim. Happening now in Mitzrayim is since there's a hester, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to open the hester, but that's a different dagger than the Avos HaKadoshim. So very important yisod and understanding being maven how the Avos HaKadoshim had their lives. There was Eretz Yisrael and there was Mitzrayim and there was Yaakov Avinu, and he was going to the Beis Lavan. Yaakov Avinu is going to the Beis Lavan, so you're going from this mokum to that mokum. So he dreams, Malach Elokim Olam, and you're in the boy. Nek Har Maria came to Yaakov Avinu. Har Maria is going with you everywhere. It's you're going with Har Maria. There's no chiluk. What's the difference if Har Maria is in Har Abayis or Har Maria is in Beis Lavan? It's a chiluk. It's the same Har Maria. He doesn't move. He doesn't move from the Har Maria in every matzav. That's the nakuda. Targ mitzvah shemati. Yeah, he's mamshed. That's right. That's the nakuda. Targ mitzvah shemati. In Lavan Garati, with Targ mitzvah shemati. Made no zacha. Ichtimans. That's the nakuda. Ichtimans. I live in my wild Ichtimans. I don't see the chiluk. It's a more dekai madrega. But that was the Madrega. That was the Madrega in Sefer Bereishis. The Sefer Shmois has to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to be Megalad, has to open up the Hester. There is a Hester, and the Rebbein Shlom has to open up the Hester.
So even though the Avos had Shver Matzavim, but it wasn't.
Wasn't Shver Matzavim in terms of Hester upon him. What should I do now? They saw the Rebbein Shlom and forget. They saw the Rebbein Shlom and everything. Other Avos. It says the Gabi Yaakov Avinu. Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael. The first thing he did is he went to Har Maria. Har Maria is that mokum. Har Maria is the mokum where you see that Kodesh Baruch is with you in every matzav. Har Maria is the mokum which was megala that Kodesh Baruch is with you. See certain in Yonim, like Abi the Beis Hamikdash, where the Beis Hamikdash was the Bechina that showed the person came to the Beis Hamikdash, he felt like Kashi, he was Choyta, he bore a Kob, and he felt like the Rebbe from the Eishes, Yoed Ben Hashemayim, Katoris, even the Poish Yisrael, and the Matzav. The Beis Hamikdash is that Nakuda I won't go into now, but the Beis Hamikdash is a Matzav where you see the Yad Hashem with you all the time. You're Yonik from the Beis Hamikdash, that Nakuda. Therefore, Har Maria is a Mokum that comes with you everywhere. Avraham Avinu comes to Yisrael, the first mokum, the first place he wants to go to is Har Maria. That's the difference between Bereishis and Shmois. Shmois is a matzav of Golus and a matzav of Gula. It's a matzav of Golus, it's a matzav of Gula. Bereishis is not a matzav of Golus and Gula. Bereishis is a matzav where there's one Hanhoga. That's the matzav, that's the matzav of Bereishis. Nothing.